It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. Monday would have been Martin Luther King Jr.'s 89th birthday. The civil rights icon's legacy remains strong. Nearly a decade after his 1968 death, President Jimmy Carter posthumously awarded King the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Producer Sean Powers takes us back to that day at the White House with this audio postcard.
When I was a child in Georgia, there was another threat which afflicted us, and that was racial discrimination, a deprivation of human freedom, and a prohibition against the realization of the American dream for black people.
Selma sprang overnight from an obscure southern town to the front pages of world newspapers. This church was headquarters in the Negro drive for the right to vote. And it was here that Martin Luther King came to lend his support to the campaign. He pointed out,
as you may know, the Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian award that's given in our country. There are many Americans who do great things, who make us proud of them and their achievements, and who inspire us to do better ourselves. But there are some among those noble achievers who are exemplary in every way.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
The President of the United States of America awards this Presidential Medal of Freedom to Martin Luther King, Jr. Martin Luther King, Jr. was the conscience of his generation. He gazed upon the great wall of segregation and saw that the power of love could bring it down. I'd like to ask Coretta King and Dr. Martin Luther King, Sr., to come and stand beside me.
It is highly significant that you, Mr. President, a white Southerner, would become the first American president to recognize the importance of Martin Luther King, Jr.'s contributions to the human rights movement in this country and bestow upon him the highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. For us as a family and the millions in our nation who believed in Martin Luther King Jr.'s teaching, we are greatly encouraged and feel this action is indicative of the new spirit of reconciliation which you and your administration are causing in this nation. Thank you, Mr. President, for renewing our hopes that our nation can rise to true greatness and give due honor to one of its greatest national heroes.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time.
And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
It's been a
President Jimmy Carter in 1977 awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously to Martin Luther King, Jr. That remembrance was produced by GPB's Sean Powers.